We're doing the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Mikor Chaim, the 13th chapter, the 15th halacha. Kol amen yachol lanot b'emtza psukei zimra. You could enter amen in the middle of psukei zimra for any blessing. B'kol shken kadish kedusha or baruchu. And certainly that one could answer kadish or kedusha or baruchu. Aval baruchu v'ruch shmo lo yaneh. But we don't say baruchu v'ruch shmo from the time we say baruch shomer through the psukei zimra till after shmoneh esrei technically. You won't stop for baruchu v'ruch shmo. Kohen shekaru la'alot la'Torah v'disa kapa. Kohen tekan aliyah. They call him to read in the Torah, or they call him to do birchas kohanim.
Baruch baruch shmo. It's for both Ashkenazic and Sephardim.
It's a good point. I think today everyone has the minhag. Yeah. Because really the whole concept of Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo first appears in the Rosh. But the Rosh was both an Ashkenazi and a Sephardi posek. He was a rabbi in both communities. When his rabbi, the Maharam of Rutenberg, died, and they told him that he'd be next to be captured as for ransom money by the authorities, he fled to Spain. He became rabbi in Spain.
Benny Shai says that you should be thinking, he talks about this and says you should be thinking of the Yud Kei Vav Kei, and you say Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo, each letter to each word. So I mean, there was also another Sephardi posek that talks about this.
Oh, okay. The Rosh, or maybe the Rosh is... No. We see Sfardim. Sfardim say Baruch Baruch Shema.
What did he say? What did you do?
So, just, Benny Shai says you should be thinking Yud Kei Vav Kei when you say Baruch Baruch Shema.
Yeah.
For each word. It's like a Kavanah, I guess.
Yeah.
He says each word corresponds to a letter.
Yeah.
Baruch is Yud, Shem is He, Baruch Hu.
Okay.
Halacha Tetzain. So his point is that we see that also Sephardi poskim include the Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo. That was his point.
Okay. Arash, why? How is it possible that Arash was and Sephardic and Ashkenazic? It was before this division.
No. The Arash was rabbi in Ashkenaz, in Rutenberg. He was a rabbi in Germany. And then when he saw that the authorities would try to take him for ransom, so that the Jewish community would pay ransom to get him out of jail, he ran away. He didn't wait for them to put him in jail.
What style is it?
Approximately the late 1300s. The late 1300s, yeah. Halachat Tzayin. Kohen shekaru la'alot la'Torah. Velisa kapav, a kohen that was called, either he got an aliyah, they called him up to the Torah, or else they called him to do birkat kohanim. Ole vekore, so he goes up, he gets his aliyah, he reads in the Torah, if that's what the custom there. Venose kapav, and he does birkas kohanim. Achlechatchila, but ideally, lo ikru la'alot kohen or levi, ha'osukim b'sukeit zimra. If you know the kohen or levi is in the middle of sukeit zimra, you don't give him an aliyah. If you could avoid it. If there's a different coin or levy, you don't give this coin or levy the aliyah. But if they got an aliyah, then that's permissible to do in the middle of Sukkot de Zimra.
If he's busy now with Sukkot de Zimra.
He showed up late. He's doing Sukkot de Zimra. They're up to Kriyas HaTorah. They give him an aliyah. So the halacha is he could still read. He could still say his aliyah. But ideally, we wouldn't do that then. If we could call someone else, we'd call someone else. Yeah?
Yeah.
One, okay.
All right.